We're on, Stephen. Yay. It's Tuesday night and 8 o'clock Eastern, or 7. Yeah. Hey, 7:30 my time and 4:30 your time, right? So your afternoon is just starting. So it's all good. So you're the one that thought of this topic tonight, and I'm super excited about it. When it's being a spiritual entrepreneur means that you have to have a business, right? Or look for a business or create a business. And this is Stephen's topic. He thought about it because he said, these people probably want to know how to start a business and what kind of business to start. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I know that, and I'll start off with a perception about myself because, and I know you've got yours as well. So, and I have always known that I was supposed to be an entrepreneur because that's what I came from. My mom and dad both were. And I've not had a hourly job in forever, but I like health and wellness. I like helping people, and I like working with the mind, body, and spirit. You know, I've been super intuitive, psychic, whatever you want to call it, since the age of three. So I've managed to put that into a business, and I love my business. I got a couple new clients today that to coach and they want to do coaching, and that's what I am, a life and spiritual intuitive coach. That's a lot, right? So anyway, meanwhile, what does that mean? I'm doing my passion, loving what I do and doing what I love. And I think any business, you've got to find that. You can chase money and start a business that way, or you can do what you love and love what you do and find something that you're super passionate about and the money will flow. So that's me. How did you get started and what kind of business and how did you find yours? You know, I know you're a very good speaker and a lot of different things, but share with us because I would like you to share your story.
So I've always known too. My mom's an entrepreneur and my dad owned his own construction company, and I kind of went with my dad's route at first. I owned some construction companies and I just wasn't happy. Part of it was good, and then part of it I just knew that wasn't for me, you know. And so I was looking other places. And I think it was kind of like the world giving it to me, because I was thinking about it that week. And then specifically the day that I found the opportunity that I fell upon, I was thinking, man, I want to find something else that I got to do something else. You know, I need to make money some other way. And honestly, I never thought about having a business online. Like I was thinking of other opportunities, different passive incomes and ways to make money, like start up a different business or to even buy another business or something, you know, like a standard, like a shop or something. I was looking into smog shops and all kinds of different stuff, you know, and because California smog shops make a ton of money and everybody has to get their cars smogged, you know. If it's not,
right.
I don't remember if it's like 3 or 4 years or whatever. So they make a lot of money. It's good for like passive income. So that's what I was looking into. And actually, I was going through Facebook and I wasn't specifically looking, but I found a buddy I went to school with his younger brother in high school. And he was a friend on Facebook. And I seen his post about how he made like, I don't know, I think it was like 3,200 or something. He's like, yeah, I'm on vacation. I started my online business only a month ago and I already made 3,200. I'm ready to start teaching other people how to do the same thing that I'm doing and this and that. And I was like, oh shoot. So I reached out to him and I was like, hey bro, I know we haven't really talked too much, but I seen your post on Facebook. And, you know, what's going on with that? Like, you know, like, what's this all about? Like, I want to make money while I'm on vacation, right? And,
there you go.
So he sent me over a couple videos, and, back then it was actually, not the start of the company that he's affiliated with, but, or that me and him are both affiliated with now, but at the time, it was the start of what we have now, which is a community, like a support community, and we have like training courses, and we're going to be having on our platform very, very soon where you can build your own funnels, like from scratch and customize them all yourself. Right now we have like specific funnels for our niche that members can use. And you can customize them, but only it's limited right now, but very soon, very, very soon. I talked to some of the people who started it, and we're going to have it on our platform. So that's basically what I found. I watched the videos, and I was like, I don't care what I'm selling. Like, I want to do this. To be honest, that's how I was. I was like, I want the business, you know? I want this. I want to start an online – like, I started looking into online businesses. And actually, before that, I take that back. I did think about an online business because me and my mom, she wanted to do Amazon FBA. So we started looking into Amazon FBA and drop shipping and all the fees with Amazon. Like, we got Scout, Jungle Scout and all these programs to do Amazon FBA. And it was – I mean, I'm sure we could have continued doing it, but I jumped into another job, actually, instead, you know. Got to pay the bills, right? So when I found this, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this.
They won't wait. You got to pay your bills.
Yeah.
For sure.
No,
so,
they won't.
Anyway, go
ahead. Up, so you gotta do something, right? So,
So
I started this, and what it is it's where it's direct sales. It's not MLM or anything like that. Although there is a structure in place that as you move up through the ranks within Enagic, that's the company that we're affiliated with. And what we do is we sell health products. Particularly, the main one is a machine that creates 9.5 pH water. And it creates like microclusters. That's like a whole show in itself, and we did a show on it. And but basically, what I sell is health products through Enagic, and the company's been around for 45 years. I just went to their 45th anniversary convention in San Diego, and that was awesome. But so the company's been around forever, and they just started doing online marketing and stuff with the company and through us online about 6 years ago. And so it's fairly new to the online space, but it's great. Like, the compensation, everything's good. It's not like everybody at the top's making a bunch of money. You have the potential to move up the ranks, and I think you only need to make what did I calculate it at? It's like 33 sales or 34 sales, and you can be at one of the top ranks. So it's not extremely difficult.
Right.
But yeah, so basically I wanted to start the company, and I didn't care about the products or anything. And then when I got the products and I started using the products, then I realized how good they were, and I was like, holy crap, you know? So, so now I'm even more enthusiastic about it, and I'm like super pumped about it. It's something that I'm very passionate about, and I want to share with a lot of people. Like, it's helped my grandma with her irritable bowel syndrome, and it's actually helped me with my pancreas. Since I've had the pancreatic problem,
right,
the inflammation, anytime I start getting the pain back, I start chugging the water in it, and it helps. Like, it goes away from the time I chug the water, probably about 10 minutes. Like, if that, and what used to happen was they would get worse and worse to the point where I got hospitalized. And so for me, like, I want to share that with people, and the products and the compensation are unreal, you know? And so that's what I started doing online. And then because I started being able to do marketing and advertising on social media, and I was helping other people to build their social media and to also learn how to market and advertise on Facebook, Instagram. What I did was I got a program that allows me to also do the Google AdWords. Like, I have all kinds of funnels and different stuff that I'm doing right now. And I'm doing that actually with my mom. And so we started a marketing agency, and we do all kinds of stuff like SEO. We build websites. We do advertising for like local companies, and local could be like, I mean, I'll do advertising for anybody in the U.S., but like a local companies like a storefront or like even realtors or brokers or anything like that, we'll advertise online and get traffic to either their website or to them. We'll hook it up where they can get an email or a notification or a text or whatever's good for the niche that they're in. And so we're doing that, and that is great, and it's only going to get like a hell of a lot better. So I'm super excited
about
that. But yeah, so the first opportunity brought around this, and it gave me the experience to be able to do this as well. So I'm doing that. And then, you know, I got my hands in all kinds of other little things. But yeah, so that's basically what I do with my business. And a lot of it has to do with what we've talked about the last few weeks, you know, staying healthy for one, like last week, and then meditating, reading books, and just basically working on yourself and self-improvement it'll definitely show through with your business, you know? So, I guess that's what I got going on. I don't know if you want to share about what you got going on or.
Yeah, no worries. I wanted you to say, so I'm going
to
give you guys an idea about something. No,
mm-hmm.
You did good. Because you're very detailed and I appreciate it. So I like funnels, and you know, and I appreciate them because I think they're in certain situations they're much more powerful than to market your product or your service more so than anything. So I'll give you an idea how that works. Everybody that's listening. So today I got $850 from someone, and then I got another $600 from another person, right? And you're like, well, that's a lot of money, Tree. Or maybe it's not. But they came through a funnel, like Stephen's talking about. And I got 48 people from that funnel, all right? And those who are listening now, from that funnel. And the funnels are easy to create. And I know Stephen and his mom will create it with you or whatever, and, you know, and that kind of thing. And so that's a business. I do a mind, body, spirit business. I just got a text from somebody. She says, I want to make this kind of money teaching meditation and teaching teaching people how to be intuitive because she's super intuitive. And she goes, and I want to coach people. She goes, I'm starting your coaching program. And bottom line, that, you know, so she has. So that's one aspect of it. But the other thing is I started a business. I'm an Herbalife distributor. And so the coaching business, teaching coaches, and coaching people, that's the mind and the spirituality, mind, body, spirit, remember? And then the other part, because we have to take care of our body. So I'm an Herbalife distributor. And I'm going to tell you this, guys. I got a residual income that's coming in. I was telling your mom, Stephen, that I don't have a great deal of time. I got more people than I do time. And so I've got a tremendous a residual income from that company, from Herbalife, but I am so loyal to my health, like Stephen is to his, that's what I use. And Stephen uses other products and Magic, and I know there's some good stuff there. But I'm giving you this. Marketing is important, finding the business that you want to do, and everything. So, you know, you can hit us up, you know, send us a message on Blog Talk. You actually can send us a message on Angel Coaches because that's my Instagram or my Facebook. And I know, Stephen, you've got one CEO. What is your Instagram account so people know?
Stephen Judd _ CEO. That's my Instagram.
Okay, yeah. So you can hit us up with that. And we'll say it before we end the show, but I just want to give you an idea. But I am super excited because I have found a way to make the funnels, to train the people. So it's going to free up my time some, and I have got more money than I do time. Is that not the coolest thing ever? You know, and on tomorrow I'm going to go pick up a new car. All right, and they're bugging me to come down and pick it up, and I'm going to go get it. That's exactly right, and it is a 2019. Beetle convertible because I love the Beetle, and it's just the last time they're making it. And I'm giving you things. Yeah, I mean, I know that we're me and my sweetheart, he's so excited for me. He said he gets a lot of other shows, and he's actually going to be on a show. But he said to me, "Is Tree, you do what you love and love what you do." And he says, "You're super focused." And he said, "I want to be here cheering you on." And I said, "Great." And he said, "I want to help any way I can." So he's helping me in the way he does. And he's in the background. But I'm in the background on some things he does because he's a computer wizard and I'm just, I don't know, doesn't really matter. I know how to turn it on and off. And but the one thing I appreciate about him is he said, you know, he goes, you do what you got to do. And you love what you do. And if I tried to stop you, that wouldn't be good. And I go, if you try to stop me, we just wouldn't be here. And, you know, and so I appreciate a good partner. And that's key. And we talked about that before. He's my good partner. Yeah. So, you know, and I always tell him he's more than just a pretty face. So I have a little secret. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to take him on a trip. Right. We're going to do a safari. I was going to do it in the, but his dad's very ill. So I'm taking him on a surprise safari. So any of those people that are listening now or later, don't tell him. Anyway, so I got to hide this show from him, right? Because that's going to be Christmas. Give us his present for us both, you know. You think he's going to know? He probably will, but he's not said anything. So I'm excited about that, but that's what this freedom will give me. And I like, you know I want to give back to causes, right, to supporting rescue dogs, rescue animals. That's something I'm passionate about. Supporting kids with cancer. I just heard of a little girl today. I want to help her. She just turned 10. She's lost her vision in one eye in the past three months. And 90% in the other. She's only got 10% because she has leukemia and it has attacked her optic nerve, right? She needs some help. So you know what? Angel Coaches, it's going to help her because I love kids with cancer. I love, you know, my bliss is helping others find their bliss. So that's certain things that I'm doing. And people go, well, if I had more money, I'd do it. You have time, you know, and hopefully you have time. And if you got a dollar, you go to PetSmart and give the dollar to help the kitties, help the doggies, help the parrots, whatever they got up there. Those folks have a lot of different animals. I love them. So that's something, you know, so that's what you can do. Do what you love, love what you do, and give back. And then, you know, when you give, you teach somebody how to receive. And when they give to you, you learn how, when you give, you teach somebody how to receive. And when they give back, you learn how to receive yourself, whoever you are. So that's my thoughts. What's your comments about that, you know? So am I missing my guy because he's not home now? So, anyway, he's out of town. Anyway, what's your thoughts on everything?
No, I think on that. I think that, well, definitely doing what you love is, I mean, if you're stuck in something miserable, you're never going to be happy. You're never going to be as good as you can be at something else. You know, if you love something, you're going to be better than if you don't like something and you're working hard at it, you know?
Right.
So definitely if you love something, you know, I say do it. You know, your friend that wants to be able to teach people how to meditate and all that. Yeah, that's great. You love it. Start your business, do it. And, you know, if you need advertising, me and Tari are here. But also, I mean, advertising
too.
Yeah, and my mom.
Yeah.
yeah, we'll have to have her on the show. That'd be kind of cool. But
yeah,
basically, advertising without driving or having any traffic come to your business. I mean, you don't have a business. It's pretty simple. You know, if you don't have people coming to you and you don't have customers knocking at the door, then you know you don't have a business. And I had to realize that because for a while I wasn't running ads and stuff. And one of my mentors told me that, like, dude, if you're doing this and you don't have like people that you're talking to every day or trying to help, or, you know, you're not communicating with people that might need this, then you don't have a business. So what are you doing? You know? And,
right.
I take that serious now. And now, especially since, I started the marketing agency. I mean, it's something that I realize everybody needs, not just me or my business, but everybody needs advertising and they need to drive traffic so they can make more money, you know, and help more people or You know, more people can learn how to meditate, or more people can learn how to train dogs, you know, or whatever it is. But yeah, you need to be able to extend your reach further, and that's through advertising or marketing, getting your name and your brand out there. And I think that's important. And I think that you definitely need to love what you do. And I don't think people should be scared to change or deviate if they find, like, you know, say somebody starts a business and they're like, oh, I know I'm going to love it. And then they find out, hey, I need to change some things. I need to do some stuff. Change it. Do it. Because even if it takes a hit financially at first, I mean, in the long run, you're going to be much happier and a lot better and more successful at it, you know. Did you want to say something?
You're right about that. That is good. I'm just thinking about what you're saying. I agree with you 100%, you know, so... Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
but
because some people.
Can I say?
Go ahead.
No. I want to hear what you say because it might add in even better. So please, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, like, you know, there's a difference between just wanting to quit and realizing that it's something that you don't like. There's always going to be hard times in any business that you start. But when you find yourself not enjoying something, or you realize once you get into the thick of it that it's not for you, I don't think people should be scared to consciously realize it and say to themselves, hey, you know, I need to change something up, whether it's keeping the same business, but they change it, get rid of whatever is not making them happy in it so that they can continue being happy in it, or if it's changing to a different niche altogether, you know. Sometimes I think that that's necessary. You know, it's like when kids go through college and, you know, they go for one subject and then, you know, like say they want to be an architect and then they're like, you know what, being an architect's not for me, you know, they decide I'm going to be an accountant or, you know, whatever, you know.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same thing with your business. You know, you have to realize, and sometimes it takes time and it takes you getting into the thick of it to realize that, hey, maybe this isn't for me, or I think there's something better, you know. But that doesn't mean like giving up or quitting when something gets hard, or like, you know, there's always going to be parts of your business that get hard, and of course nobody likes things that are too stressful or too hard, but you have to power through those. But you know, if the whole of it is something that just doesn't mesh with your personality and the way that you see your life going, then you got to change it, you know?
Right. You're right about that. You know, I was talking about money like for 2 days, right? But that was something that I built over the, you know, like working it consistently. And anybody that's starting a business, and I know you agree with me on this, Stephen, Rob and I, we do personal development together in the morning. And what we do is like the 10X rule, right? You know, by Grant Cardone, because he has said something. He says your duty and obligation to be the best, do the best, and show and make money and be successful. And he's right, okay? And I agree with that. So you guys, oh, that's not true. Well, that's okay if you say that, whoever's listening to me now or later. But I do agree with that. The other thing is that if you listen to him, he will tell you that if you're not getting the results in your business, okay, so you have these lofty goals, maybe they're not, $10,000 a month or whatever, or maybe $20,000, whatever it is, then if you're not getting that, then you got to match your effort with your goals, okay? So if you're not doing $20,000 worth of effort, you get that 20 grand or 50 grand or whatever, 2,000, what doesn't really matter, then you got to reevaluate and say, okay, I've got to do my, you know, got to up my marketing and I've got to up my funnels. I got to talk to more people and that kind of thing, and I think that's super important. The other thing that I really, really, really want to say too is that it's okay if you have to stop for a second and reevaluate, but don't stop forever and do not start chasing money. Because when you start chasing money rather than opportunity and people helping people, because that's the goal here, I think, being a spiritual entrepreneur, you know, meditating, praying, we talked about that, which you just mentioned too. that you have really, really, really got to be clear on never chasing money. And, you know, I say worrying about whatever, you know, how am I going to pay this? How am I going to do this? If you just let it go and just put it out there. And, you know, there's a meditation I'm going to put online tonight that people can download, you know, for you. I was going to do it last night, just ran out of time. But you can, if you meditate and you get yourself in a space to make money rather than chase money, better, much, so much better. Because I've done both, by the way, you know, and I hate
yeah.
chasing money, so I don't do it anymore. You know, it's like, this will work out.
Oh, yeah.
So, any thoughts about that? You know, have you ever been there? More month than you do
oh, yeah.
have money, you know, so
oh,
more
yeah.
month of money, you know, so
yeah,
anyway,
I,
yeah.
I'd rather be miserable and struggling in a business that I own and operate myself than working for somebody else, miserable and in something that I don't like, you know?
Right.
And part of it is I just like owning my own company better than working for anybody anyway, you know? To me, I'm happier no matter what company it is that I've had, even the construction companies, you know?
Oh, sure.
But, yeah, I guess that's what I have to say.
No, it's
but,
so true.
Yeah,
so, you know, you yeah, you've got that more month than money. And
mm-hmm.
so the best thing that I know to do is continue praying, meditating, personal development. You've given some great books. Think and Grow Rich is a great one. Grant Cardone, The 10X Rule is one. I always think that it's important to do with your friend, your loved ones, or your significant other, whatever, if you can do that, because that helps you guys both connect and be together. That's my own
mm-hmm.
thoughts about that. And it works. And because you know what? You know, it's always good to have a person there with you. What were we going to say?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, because I know my mom's either listening right now or she's going to listen later. I bought that 10X rule book after you were talking about it, and
uh-huh.
I got it, and I was like, I think I ordered like 5 books or 6 books, right?
Oh, wow.
And
right.
and I was like, you know what, Mom? I know Therese talked to you about Grant Cardone and 10X and all that. Oh, yeah, I heard that's good. Well, I just got the book. I'll let you read it, and then when you're done, give it back to me. But you're going to read it, right? And she's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that'll be awesome. And I gave it to her, and she sat it on her table in her living room.
Uh-huh.
And every time I come over every weekend, I stop by. It's sitting in the same exact spot collecting dust. And I hope she reads it so I can get it back and read it.
I got a little surprise.
Or at least move it around so I think she's reading it.
Okay.
Well,
there you go. I got a little surprise. I'm going to ask God that,
oh, okay.
God, can you please have Corrine's voice and say, give us a suggestion about Corrine, his mom. Oh, God, are you there?
Well, I think what should really happen is maybe my wonderful son should ask me if I've been exposing myself to Grant Cardone a little bit.
You sent me a treat. No.
You said you have not.
Let's hear the story.
Go ahead, Corrine. Tell us what you got. Anyway, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
This is,
okay,
way,
what I have
later,
is,
later,
I have
this
been
listening.
He
David's
is,
mom.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I said, I want to make sure people understand. I said, God, if you sound like Corrine and talk, this is actually Corrine. I saw her on here, and I was like, yeah, 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 sure, God, speak up. Mom is talking. Go ahead, Corrine, please say. Anyway,
this is what I have to say. When you're in business with someone, you better really like them a lot. But,
right.
So Stephen and I, here's the thing. Here's my question. Did anybody even ask me if I was maybe listening to Grant Cardone or watching YouTubes of Grant Cardone? No, they just thought I wasn't reading the book, which is correct. I wasn't reading the book. But your influence did, both of your influences did, or comments did influence me, because I've been, you know, subscribing to Grant Cardone's videos on YouTube. So I get the idea. And also, you know, maybe Stephen should just pray, because it's kind of like the mom is acting like the kid and the kid is acting like the mom. And I'll just explain it real quick. This is how the universe and God works, okay? They really have a sense of humor. I, many years, wanted to get Stephen to read. Every Christmas, I'd buy him a book. He wouldn't read it. He got to be a teenager. I said, you know what? I think I could get him a CD. He'll at least listen to it. And it was John Maxwell on leadership, okay? Didn't read it. It took a lot of time for God to answer our prayers about Stephen reading books. And when he was reading the book, he actually asked me, and I sent him a ton of books to read. He's very well read. And
oh, wow.
But it was under circumstances that we wouldn't have wished upon anybody, let alone ourselves.
I love that.
I'm sorry.
And you're a scholar as well. No, you're fine, because we're about out of time. But you're a scholar, Stephen, as well as a hard worker. So that's good. I like it. So it works. And I know you've got your sweet sister there that you're spending some time with, and I hope you guys are having a good time. And told him he's getting a crash course in, I think she's a teenager or a young adult, right, Stephen? And you guys are enjoying each other. Okay. Well, tell her it never stops, so we just get more childlike as we get older. It's all good. So you guys go to Angel Coaches, hit us up if you want to meditation, check it. I will have it on where people can download that meditation tomorrow. Hopefully I'll get it done tonight. You can download it, and it'll help you, and it'll be something about being an entrepreneur. And I know, Stephen, you've got your own website, or not your website, but your own Instagram account. Angel Coaches is mine on Instagram. Mm-hmm. What's yours? So people can reach out to you if they want to know about an Agic or anything.
It's Stephen, Steven, Judd, Judd, underscore CEO. So Stephen Judd underscore CEO is my Instagram.
CEO,
and thanks,
so he's already.
I think. Oh, go ahead.
I love that. Yes, but you're welcome. I really got you, just so you know. Funny. Anyway, thank you, Karine, for showing up. So, anyway, we had a good time.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you, wonderful Mother.
Yes, buttering her up already. Anyway, take care, everybody. I'll catch up with you guys later.
Right.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.